The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Ooh, we are talking deal breakers today in this episode. And I will tell you now, a friend of mine asked me for help because she's dating someone that doesn't want kids, and we'll get more into that. But I started thinking about deal breakers for me. There's no way I would ever date someone who smokes cigarettes. I think it's so bad. I grew up in a household that's my grandma smoked, my uncle smoked, and I was a kid at school that everybody would make fun of.
They would say you smelled like a big ashtray.
They would just say I smelled bad. Kids would tell me, why you smell like that? Ooh, you smell like cigarettes. Oh, God.
Ladies, just realize, like, if you're a smoker and you're, like, cutting it up next to that man, he could smell it in your hair.
But what if he's a smoker? I'm sure.
If he's a smoker, then you're a match made in heaven.
Yeah.
Very soon, because it'll kill you. Yeah, exactly. All right, deal breakers. Let's have that talk right now. It's Tuesday, and I just found out that myself, DJ Automatic, and Anthony A all cried together in separate places. Good morning. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, and I finally watched that Adele thing.
Yeah, it's been a couple of days. We did, too.
Well, yeah, I was busy watching the Raider game when it dropped, and then so last night I caught up on it, and bruh, I haven't cried like that in a very long time.
The proposal, right?
Yeah, the proposal part, dude, where the guy's sitting there next to Melissa McCarthy.
Those are thug tears, Anthony.
Yeah, right. God. Is that what that is? Now, you know what's funny? When he said, I know it's been a minute, she said, I've been your girlfriend for so long.
It's been a long time coming.
7 years.
It's interesting. Like, I was astonished at how much Adele's voice can bring, how much emotion it brought out of me.
Oh, it was just absolutely incredible. I was watching it and I had Automatic come up and I said, I want you to see this. And I saw his face. He was just turning red. It was just so much emotion.
I was basically Melissa McCarthy. I was just trying to keep it together.
rocking back and forth. And I told him, I love you and I want you to share this with me. And it's because you're right. Adele just brings so much emotion. That's why everybody loves her. My daughter listens to her on repeat constantly. I love her. My mother loves her. She's an artist that transcends
She's the
race,
biggest artist in the world.
Age. Oh, my. You think so?
Yeah, I don't think. That's I can't think lot. Of anybody who's bigger than her.
I challenge all women out there to get their men and film them watching that Adele performance and see if he doesn't cry. Every man will cry. That thing was emotional, dog.
If he doesn't cry, he may be a serial killer. Yeah.
He's for sure dead inside.
All right, National Day, Anthony.
We'll kick it off with National Check Your Wipers Day. All right?
Do that. It's a big thing. Automatic, you need to change that left wiper. Well, it's been on, like that for a year.
I got wiper new wipers. You were with me when I got new wipers, Anthony.
Oh, all right.
They put it on backwards.
And then I had the guy put them on. And he put them on backwards, and I've never fixed it.
Oh, come on, guys. Yo, get it done, then get it taken care of before the Thanksgiving holiday.
Yes.
We also got National Button Day. The thing's holding us together.
Yeah, very important.
Well, you might pop a few because it's also National Fast Food Day.
Hey! Whenever I cheat, I got to say I love some Mickey D's. I love McDonald's so much. It just tastes so good. One of my good friends, Snow the Product, was tweeting, is it me or does McDonald's not taste as good as when you were little? And I said, it's you, girl. Because I love the way it tastes.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I'm in rare form today, Automatic and Anthony. I'm not just talking about a friend behind their back with their problems. She asked me to talk about what's happening in her life. She started
Great
dating this
are.
Man. Well, if you're going to talk about something around us, it's going to make its way to the radio. Trust me. No, she's dating this man and she really likes him. In fact, it's getting serious. And when she first started seeing him, she thought it would be okay, the fact that he doesn't want kids. He already has 2 children from a previous relationship. He's fixed. He's done.
Yeah.
Snip, snip. But now that things are getting to the next level, she said, I think it might be a deal breaker. She's like, I thought I could be okay with it, but I don't know if I want kids. And if I'm with him, it's not going to happen.
Well, he already had the procedure.
Well, she asked, it's reversible. She asked me, do you think he changed his mind? I said, I'm not going to give you that kind of advice, girl.
And shout out to him for being up, forward, and honest.
Oh, totally. He's like, I don't want any more kids. I'm done.
She got to break the deal.
God, that's so hard to say to somebody, because when you like someone that much and to be able to just break it off, for me, a deal breaker is no goals. I constantly want to grow as a person. Does that make sense?
Of course.
I'll get somewhere I need to be. And then I'm happy for about 10 seconds. I'm like, okay, now what's the next project?
Someone say a person without drive is what you're
talking
about.
Yeah, that's it.
Right?
If there's no drive and willingness to grow, I can't be
happy. But some
people
don't like the fact that you are never content either. Ooh. Like, personally, I'm the same kind of person. But
I was going to say, Automatic, that's why you and I make such a perfect match, because we constantly want to grow. We want to grow as people. It's not about money. It's about evolving.
I get that. And one thing I think both of you guys are, even you guys are very driven people and never content. You guys are happy, right? And
yes.
And for me personally, I can't handle negativity. Negativity is a deal breaker. Or somebody who's always feeling pity for themselves.
The glass is always half
empty.
Yeah,
my life is this, my life is that. I dated a girl and she was, you know, I'll just say a princess in her father's eyes. And her father was a billionaire. Or not a billionaire, a millionaire. Sorry. If it was a billionaire.
I was like, billionaire.
You should have started for that emotional dumping.
There's no breaking that deal. Right?
Don't bother me, baby, all you want.
But, you know, her life was not that hard. But every single day she would find something new to complain about. And I just couldn't handle it. You know?
For me, I've been a DJ for a long time, way before I was married to Dana. I found that I was breaking up with girls because of substance abuse problems, like girls that like were drinking too much or into other stuff, club stuff, you know what I'm talking about. And
it'd be snowing at the club.
I can't deal with that. I grew up in a house that had substance abuse problems, and I didn't want to bring it into my own house. Now, well,
the phones have been ringing from the moment we started talking about this. And line four, you said that this woman, you were in a relationship and you knew that things weren't going to work out. Explain to us what happened.
You know, it's crazy. I think he kind of put on like a front in the beginning and seemed like this amazing guy, like romantic guy, like would write poetry and just spoke very beautifully and wrote beautiful things to me and was a gentleman. And I knew he was religious, but it didn't really show up how religious he was until we were like a couple months in. And then every conversation was about me believing in God.
How would he manage to bring that into the everyday conversation?
He just said, basically, he's like, I want to marry you and I want to marry you soon, because he wanted to save sex for marriage. So that was kind of making him want to do it sooner rather than later.
Hold on. Is he a virgin?
No, he wasn't a virgin, but...
Well, then that makes no sense whatsoever. That's just weird.
Yeah. He tried playing it off like me abstaining from having sex with you until we're married is kind of like my way of showing you I can control myself and you'll know that I'm faithful when we're married.
All right. So that's red flag number one. What was red flag number two?
When he found out I used a vibrator. And thought... basically made me feel like a horrible human being and wouldn't say I love you to me anymore and wouldn't touch me.
Well, what did he expect? I mean, self-pleasure is part of human nature. Why would he judge you on that? I thought he was Mr. Jesus. There's no judgment.
Yeah, well, the crazy thing is, it's not like we weren't messing around sometimes, you know? So he was already breaking the rules, so.
That whole thing was a red flag.
I'm confused. So is he just... So that's why he wants to get married?
Apparently, she just told me he met a girl and now they're engaged. In 2 months.
That's almost more evil than like what he's like saying.
Exactly.
That he's holding out for, dude.
All right, Complex is in the studio. We called him in here. What's the deal breaker for you? You meet a girl, everything's going great, you're feeling it. What is it that's going to just turn you completely off?
I'm big about cleanliness. So like if you're dirty, if your house is dirty.
My God. Dirty house is your deal breaker?
Yeah. I hate when I go to people's houses, like a girl's like, oh, I have a clean pile of clothes and I have a dirty pile of clothes.
Oh my God.
And you can smell the dirty pile?
But they're like really close to each other. And I was like, how do you not migrate those two together on accident?
You can't. You don't. You're going to end up wearing dirty clothes. All right. Line four, who is this?
My name's Izzy.
Izzy. Okay. So you're seeing him. You think everything's good to go. And then he does blank and it's a deal breaker.
No brushing your teeth, no showering. This personal hygiene has to be a top thing.
We could never be together then.
I was going to say automatic on the weekends. We'll go 2 days without a shower. Automatic. I was like, God dang, take a shower.
Automatic's married, so you should shut up. But let me tell you though, Izzy, like I've never had a cavity in my life. I just want to ask, like, how you said you're single, like how single?
I have no kids, and
Are you sure? She's into it
because she said I have no kids. Yeah. When they leave, I have no kids.
Yo, women with no kids are talking like that, like they're from a gang. No kids.
Yeah, you're practically a virgin. Seriously. All right, what are the deal breakers you want to discuss? Hit us now. Tap in on the phone lines.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Think about getting some ink on your body. Well, hold up, because tattoo artists are revealing which tattoos people regret the most. And I'm going to share that with you right now in case you missed it. You always set this segment off. DJ Automatic, go first.
So you don't need your mom to tell you to take a break from social media anymore. Take a break from Instagram, at least. The social media app is testing a new feature that will allow users that spend too much time on the app to take a break. That's actually what they're calling it. If you opt in, they'll get reminders every 10, 20, 30 minutes. And then it'll offer suggestions of things to do instead of scrolling, like listening to music, maybe do some breathing exercise. Basically, they're just trying to fight Instagram addiction, which has become a real thing.
How about read a book? Like, instead of reading
How about not look at your phone?
All these Instagram experts on everything politics to science. It's like, hey.
I feel like they're kind of being like pimps when they're also controlling our addiction,
they're
too.
Like, hey, they're don't like, put down the phone, but
turn the music on. I think it's a good thing, though. I'm not going to lie. There needs to be some regulation on social media. I'm not about censorship, but everything needs to be regulated. You're listening to the radio right now and you know you're not going to hear a curse word. You know you're good. When your kids are on Instagram or YouTube, you don't know what could happen at even any moment.
I also think the reason they're doing this is because there's just a lot of social media burnout. People are not into social media like they were the last few years.
Obviously they are.
No, they're not. I'm telling you right now, it's so depressing on there all the time that people don't. I find myself spending less time on the phone.
There's a wave coming where people are going to start taking their own breaks from a Young Thug who's actually talking about how every time you get on the timeline, it says negative, 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 negative. But is that the platform or is that us? Is the question.
It's human being. It's human nature. You always look at the wreck. That's why everybody slows down.
Well, Dana, in case you missed it, according to CNN, they did a survey and 55% of adults say it's the way people use Facebook, not Facebook's fault.
I agree. Ooh. I agree 100% because you have a choice to engage. Young Thug can either engage in positive posts or negative posts.
Yeah, but you can avoid the negative posts.
You can. Well, but you're attracted to negativity. In fact, DJ Omatic, I've seen you go to news stories and start trolling people on purpose.
That's recreational, though.
Also, the study goes on to reveal that 3 out of every 4 adults think Facebook is actually making society worse. So y'all got to listen to the radio. We're doing better.
Yeah, we are. We're positive here, okay? All right, so in case you missed it, tattoo artists are revealing which tattoos people regret the most. 10,000 tattoo artists were polled. So this is quite the accurate study. Number 3 is small with thin lines, trendy tattoos, face tattoos.
Face
tattoos is a big thing.
When I see somebody with a brand new face tattoo, I'm like, man, you're going to regret that next year.
So those are the 3 things right there. I don't have a tattoo.
Wait, you said 3 things? So there's a face tattoo. What was the other one?
It's small with thin lines, trendy tattoos, and face tattoos. Do you remember there was a time when people were doing the tribal tattoos?
Yeah, those are gone. But are you talking about the ones that the girls get like with a real small cursive writing?
Yes. And also, remember the ones on the back of the woman, like your lower back? Those were trends that people regret. What was that called? A trap stamp?
Yeah.
I had a lot of homies who went through that little star phase where they're putting like those little kind of stars all over themselves.
You see stars also on people's faces.
I have tattoos. I kind of regret them, honestly.
But do you really regret them or do you just want to change them?
No, I really regret them at the time.
You wish you were tattoo-less.
I wish I was more tattoo-less. That's a new tattoo of the time, right? And it's my initials, AA, so people always go, oh, is that just in case you forget? And I hate that. I hate that all the time.
They give you the bad one-liner. Don't like it, do you?
Nope.
All right, so if you want to know which tattoos people are regretting the most, I'm throwing it up at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Inside the story.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Ooh, Adele is clapping back at the haters that are being negative toward her and her new weight loss. Wait till you hear this audio. I'm going to play it for you right now. This story and more, it's Daily Dirt Time, Best Gossip, Anthony A., Famous People's Birthdays.
Y'all remember the Walmart kid?
But I know.
Yes.
Yeah, well, Mason Ramsey, our homie, he turns 15 years old today.
Oh, yodeler!
Happy birthday to him, and also happy birthday to Pete Davidson celebrating his birthday.
I don't know, I think I like the yodel guy better. I love Pete Davidson too, though. All right, so let's start off talking about DaBaby and Dani Leigh. He was with another woman, they had a baby. Dani Leigh comes in, she's seeing him on the side. Then they get together, now they have a child. Now they're fighting in public on Instagram Live.
Shawty is a certified side. Just trying to act like she ain't. No, let's take it though. Parents know she my side. Everybody knows she's a side. She don't want y'all to know she's a side. She got to save her face. She got to crash all the way out.
First of all, to Dani Leigh, to any woman, you knew what kind of man he was. You already knew because he was cheating on the mother of his child. What made you think he was going to be even better? Second of all, for him to try to throw her out with their son as she's literally feeding him in a bed, what's wrong with you? Split up, take care of the kid, let it go.
They both make way too average of music to have this much drama. I'm sorry.
I feel like it's toxic on both sides. Right?
It is.
Yeah,
because it's petty and it's toxic and it's ridiculous. It really is. And they're just one of millions of couples who are going through it. You chose this person to parent your child. Now deal with it and do what's best for the kid. and leave each other alone. All right, and speaking of drama, Britney Spears, her drama is over. The 13-year conservatorship, you know, that her father had has ended. I didn't know this, though. Usually the courts make the former conservator aware of what's happening. And Britney Spears is like, I don't want my dad to know anything. I don't want my dad to know anything about what I'll be doing with my finances, my business interests, and more importantly, medical decisions. It's not a rumor. She's been forced to wear an IUD for all these years, and she wants to get married now, have a baby, and she should be able to do that.
Whoa. I didn't know you could control a person to do that.
I didn't know that could be that.
Yeah. I thought it was just like her money
either.
And stuff.
I didn't either. But that,
I thought that was... I didn't know, because sometimes with special needs people, they will do that.
I will say, though, it's not fair. I get it if it's needed, but this is 13 years of her family living off of her and controlling everything.
This is so evil.
It is evil. I'm glad it's over for her. All right, and then let's talk about Adele. A couple nights ago, she had that beautiful concert, the proposal on stage. It was a beautiful moment. But it really is a conversation with Oprah that's still making headlines, specifically her clapping back on the people that are hating on her weight loss.
It's not my job to validate how people feel about their bodies. And I feel bad that, you know, it's made anyone feel horrible about themselves. But that's not my job.
It's no one's job. And she couldn't stay unhealthy to make people feel good about themselves.
I just don't understand.
Who wishes that on the
people? I don't understand that train of thought. I'm mad at you for losing weight because I haven't done it yet?
What? Well, sometimes people, when they do lose weight, change.
Well, Adele didn't change. She's the same old Adele. I love her to death. Oh.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oh, today's food news. We're going to talk about Mickey D's latest collaboration. I don't know if they have enough food. I just don't know. It's that big. Stand by for that. As hot as hashtags on the Dana Cortez Show. It's Tuesday. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony, a.k.a. the burnt tortilla.
Oh, let me tell you something. Smithfield, the biggest U.S. pork producer, is being sued for misrepresenting a meat shortage. Do you remember Automatic Anthony at the beginning of the whole corona thing? Everybody was like, there's no meat, and everybody's rushing to the store, and meat prices were high,
yeah,
and
meat,
everything
toilet
else.
Paper, everything you can think of, yeah.
This lawsuit claims the meat shortage never existed. During the pandemic, the country's cold storage of meat was actually growing, and it still is. So apparently there's giant freezers all over the country filled with meat. There's not a meat shortage at all. And this is what's really happening.
It was exploiting and stoking consumers' fears about the country's meat supply to increase its profits and to keep slaughterhouses operating at full tilt, even though there were really unsafe conditions for workers at the time.
A lot of the people who work inside of these meat factories are undocumented immigrants, and they were dying disproportionately of COVID-19.
Oh.
Yeah, it was not good. By the way, meat prices are up, but that's because of shipping costs. Gas prices up, and then the plastics and things that cover the meat, manufacturing. So,
I also saw that there's a driver shortage.
Oh, it's everything. Yes, it's everything. I think they're going to actually lower the age limit for CDL drivers to 18 or something to that effect. I'm not exactly sure what's happening, but I know that they're going to try to entice more people to become CDL drivers. Which means you can make a lot of money at 18 driving across country.
Us, all hands on this to beat the
meat. Let's do it. America.
Meat shortage to beat the meat shortage.
Beat the meat!
Beat the meat, baby.
Hey, y'all. Trying to be serious, can't do it. These two children in here. It is not two dudes, one studio right now, okay? All right, it's food news. McDonald's is collaborating with Mariah Carey.
Oh, whoa. My gosh.
It's a fantasy.
I mean, so they're giving us the Mariah menu, which will run for 12 days. We get free cheeseburgers, sweets, breakfast goodies, and more with a $1 purchase of anything on the McDonald's app. Day one, they're giving away free Big Macs.
What?
This includes the hotcakes, the egg muffins, chocolate chip cookies, all of it. It begins December 13th.
If they don't fix the ice cream machine so we can shake it off,
the
I'm going to be so mad.
Menu. Oh my God, I love that. National Day, Anthony A.
We will kick it off with National Button Day.
Button. Thank you, buttons. Who invented the button?
Some homie.
Necessity? No. I don't know.
I don't know his name, but they go.
How does the button? We come here.
The
to
button
get...
has got to be centuries old.
Yeah, dude, the button's been here for a while, but not longer than fast food.
I have a feeling the button's been around longer than fast food.
Maybe it has. Maybe it has. I just wanted to get to this question I have for you, DJ Automatic.
Okay, go ahead.
DJ Automatic, I know you're an NBA DJ. So what's the basketball player's favorite fast food?
What is the basketball player's favorite fast food, Anthony A?
Dunkin' Donuts. Dunkin', Dunkin' Donuts, baby.
You should have known that. Come yeah, on, man. He said that right. I was like, come on, say Dunkin'.
That was bad. It's National Fast Food Day.
Gosh. All right. So go get that Mickey D's beginning December 13th or any day you want. And by the way, the button is 5,000 years old. Hey, all right, we're coming
Common
back.
Common sense will get you places.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Today, I'm going to tell you a story that's been happening literally since the beginning of time. A woman gives birth, and her name is Emily Johnson. Only she gave birth on her front lawn, and the Ring camera recorded everything.
What the
She says that this is her second pregnancy, so she thought, you know, these contractions are they a little far apart. We have time. Apparently, she didn't have time. Listen to this audio.
Got to the car, stood at the car, and just said, no, I can't get into this car. I'm just going to get on the grass, and I'm going to be here. This is going to be my spot.
So she knelt down on the grass, rolled over on her back, and gave birth to little Thomas.
What?
Oh, there's audio. Listen, this is his first cry. You can't really distinguish whose cry is louder, hers or his. So she goes on to say, right after giving birth, she felt so much better.
I just laid back in the grass and just took a nice deep breath and... All right, he's here. I can relax. He's fine. But man, do I never want to do this again.
She goes on to say later in the interview that she felt like a cow giving birth in the field.
I was going to say, it puts a whole new spin on a natural childbirth.
For real.
All right, speaking of spins, let's go with this one right here. Dodge is hiring a chief donut maker.
No.
I know what you guys are thinking. Donuts.
Like Homer Simpson?
No. Dodge, the car company, is hiring somebody to ride around in a Hellcat for a year, and they'll pay you $150,000.
To do donuts in the street?
Yes, to do donuts in the street. My car homies
listen
to this.
Dreams do come true.
You'll get a brand new Hellcat to drive, a new wardrobe.
What does that consist of? Endless Ed Hardy?
Business cards that say Chief Donut Maker for Dodge, and of course, the yearly salary of $150,000.
Damn, that sounds too good to be true. Kind of like these celebrities with all these fake Instagram followers.
Like who?
A blog named Shortlist called out all the top offenders with the most fake Instagram followers. And so I'm going to name the most famous people with the most fake accounts.
Ooh.
Give them to us.
Number 5. Kourtney Kardashian, 40 million of her 146 million followers are fake. Number 4, Miley Cyrus, 40 million of her 149 million followers are fake.
But that means she's still got 109 million. That's a lot.
Nicki Minaj at number 3, 45 million of her 160 million followers on Instagram are fake.
Oh no.
Number 2, Khloe Kardashian, she has 51 million fake followers of her 189 million Instagram followers. And the number one celebrity with the most fake followers is Kim Kardashian. She has 70 million fake accounts following her.
Jealous.
She has 258 million Instagram followers.
Wait, dude, you listed Kourtney Kardashian, Khloe Kardashian, and Kim Kardashian. Do you think they have more fake followers or fake body parts?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
DJ Automatic's Music Facts here on the Dana Cortez Show, and it's time to get started. Automatic, let's go.
We're going to start out by saying rest in peace to DJ Screw. He passed in 2000. He died from an overdose of lean. But he was probably the most influential Texas hip-hop artist of all time. So that slowed-down southern sound that you hear all over the radio now comes from DJ Screw.
It's called Chopped and Screwed.
Back in the late 90s and 2000, he was doing Chopped and Screwed, and that sound has just, it's infected the entire world. Rest in peace to one of the greatest DJs of all time.
You hear it in artist music like Drake and Kanye West today.
Now we're going to go to 1993, because on this day, Queen Latifah drops her third album, Black Rain. This was a great song. It was an anti-misogyny song before the Me Too movement.
Well, Dana Owens always had it going on. I mean, she's great for hip-hop, and she's a great jazz artist as well, and actress.
Next, we're going to 1999, because on this day, Dr. Dre blessed us with a classic hip-hop album, The Chronic 2001. You know what happened with the D-R-E. Yeah. It debuted at number 2 on the charts,
Mariah Carey was number one with Rainbow. He sold 516,000 that first week. It went on to sell 8 million. It produced three huge singles, Still DRE, Forgot About Dre, and the one we're listening to in the next episode. These alone sold 6 million singles.
Well, Dr. Dre is a legendary artist and producer.
My favorite fact about that album is that Jay-Z actually wrote Still DRE for Snoop and Dre.
Next, we're going to 2004 when Lil Jon and the Eastside Boys released Crunk Juice, the album, and the dream. Tell me again, my baby. So this was their last album together, but it did produce this smash hit, Lovers and Friends, which has Usher and Ludacris on it. And then also today in 2004, Snoop Dogg releases R&G, aka Rhythm and Gangster, his seventh studio album, and it has his first number one record on it with this one right here. So with the help of Pharrell, Snoop went number one on the charts, and the album did go platinum.
The song is still just one of those that gets you to the dance floor. It's groovy. It's got that vibe.
I can remember being at the club and I played the record and this girl came to the DJ booth, and this is before the record was big. She's like, why would you play that? The song is awful. And I told her, come back to me in 3 weeks. It's going to be your favorite song. Guess what she did? She's like, I love that record.
All right. That's Music Facts and DJ Automatic. We'll be right back with more of the Dana Cortez Show coming up next.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
People magazine recently named their sexiest man of the year. But do these two dudes, myself and DJ Automatic, agree? Let's list down the past five winners and we'll tell you our opinion. I'd like to welcome you to two dudes.
One studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show, but this right here is just a good on bro down.
About the most important things in the world, okay?
The sexiest man alive. People magazine does it every single year. And this year, of course, the winner was the amazing Paul Rudd. Now, shout out to Paul Rudd. Has a comedian, Automatic. I love that they're highlighting his funniness. I think that's what makes him really...
Was he a stand-up comedian?
No, he's not a stand-up comedian. He's just on camera. He's just hilarious, dude.
No, he's good.
I wouldn't say it. You know what?
You can't hate on Paul Rudd.
I feel comfortable with myself. He's sexy.
And I would like to see his skin regimen.
Oh. Now, see, somebody... The winner from last year, Michael B. Jordan, 2020's winner. You know, I could never be that.
No, he's like, come on. He's a superstar. And he's also like way more muscular than either one of us is ever going
to
be capable of.
My question to him is, how do you balance all that sexiness into one human being? Dude, I wouldn't even reply to any text. I don't even know how pompous and how narcissistic I would be.
In all reality, he probably doesn't have to work. He could have women support him.
Here's 2019's winner, John Legend. DJ Automatic, what do you think about John Legend? Huh?
Great guy, John Legend.
He really benefited that year off the Arthur meme that was like him.
But and then he does like wedding songs. So of course.
That's what it is, the wedding songs. 2018's winner, Idris Elba. Now that guy, dude, that's a dashing fellow right there.
Do you know why I like Idris? Because Idris used to be a DJ, like a real DJ.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, he could wear a mean cardigan. I'll say that. And 2017's winner was Blake Shelton. You know, another singer.
I mean, he landed, what's her name? The blonde girl. I want to say Gwyneth Paltrow, but that's not it. The girl that was in No Doubt.
Us talking about gossip was like Dana talking about sports. All right, and finally, we'll wrap it up on 2016's winner. I think this is forever going to be the sexiest man alive, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
I totally do him.
Thank you.
Wait, did I just say that?
You did just say that. Don't tell his wife he just said that. But that's a big man crush on The Rock that we both have, my man. Let us know if you agree with the list or if you agree with this year's selection of Paul Rudd. At Anthony A400, at DJ Automatic on Instagram and Twitter. We love you. Have a beautiful day.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Hey, talk about a dream job. That donut job. At first I was like, what? You're going to make donuts? You make $150,000?
When I saw Chief Donut Maker originally, I was like, all right, I'm going to make me a sprinkle donut that I'll call the Anthony because it gets a gay going or something like that.
Hey, do you know how to make homemade donuts?
No.
You take biscuits and you take them out of the can and you can make little holes in them. And then you fry the biscuits and you just put regular old table sugar on them. They're so good. I'm telling you right now, they're so good.
I know everybody's listening to this on the audio version right now, but Automatic has this really weird guilty look on his face right now.
It's not even that. It's because we were supposed to talk about dream jobs and then Dana's over here telling people how to make donuts. She's like, let's talk about dream jobs. And then she's like, oh, you guys know how to make it? You take a biscuit. And I'm like, where are you going with this?
Man. Nowhere. It's the podcast. God.
I do dream a lot
about donuts, though. So that is just...
And now you can make them at home because of this podcast. All right, here's more now.